Hey everyone, have you ever wondered how to use exercise to lose weight? Well, I have someone here all the way from Saudi Arabia who is going to tell us how to do that. He has lost 155 pounds and was competing in a bodybuilding competition. And along his journey, he learned all of the tools on how to lose weight, enhance his nutrition, and biohack himself. He is the author of Captain Garuda, A Tale of Bravery, Kindness, and a Big Heart. And he released his first short movie, which was released on August 17th on Indonesian Independence Day. He is so popular on our show, and I'm so excited to have this conversation with him about nutrition. Before we get started, a quick shout out to Dr. Bradley Nelson and iHeartRadio for your sponsorship. And to our audience, please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. Hassan, it's great to have you back.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to see you again. So you've been on this weight loss journey and you've learned a lot in the gym. And today we're going to talk about cardio.
Yeah. Most people, when they start doing cardio, to be honest with you, why they don't lose weight, to make it to make it easy for understanding, we should break it to simple method. Our heart rate has different type of zones from 1 to 5. The cardio in general is kind of endurance exercising. The most common, let's say, if you want to make warm up, you should make like the zone number 1. But if we want to lose weight, zone number 2. Most people, when they start losing, when they start running, they don't lose weight. Why? Because they go running fast. And it's not a good idea to start extreme from the beginning. Like most people, when they try to do dieting or any kind of program, they make it very extreme first day or first week, and they quit because they don't do it in right. So, or it's not matching their ability. So they will see, I should never continue. Because everything is say step by step. Let's say this. Let's talk about the zone number 2. Zone number 2 is the fat burning engine. In general, the fat in our body is a long-term energy for the body, not like the inner resources like carbohydrate or glycogen. That's why losing fat, it takes time. Why? Because it's a huge fueling system for the body. Like when we do a marathon or running or any kind of cardio exercising, we should have like an electronic watch to watch our heart rate. Let's say your body has two main fuel systems. The fat is a slow, stable, long duration energy, and the carbohydrate, which is fast, powerful, but it's limited. And that's the difference. The marathon runner, they focus when they do any car, they're running in the two zones, zone number 2 and zone number 3. The zone number 2 training is a low intensity, pace running. Teach your body to burn fat as the primary fuel. But we should know why zone number 2 is perfect for weight loss. It burns the maximum percentage of fats, low stress for the joint, because most people have problem in joints, in other ability, even their hips or their sorry their 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 the yani in general this side of the body, the hips in general, is not strong enough. That's why they are not able to do something extreme like running fast. So mostly recommended to start in the zone number 2. What's the zone number 2? If you don't have electronic watch, mostly when you walk, you're able to talk. That's the zone number 2. And if you want to know by the electronic watches or any other tools for the heart rate, make sure it's like between 123 until 135. That's the zone number 2. Zone number three, I know it's important. It's like body switching between carb and fats for burning. But as a beginning, I don't recommend that. Why? Because it has some issues with that. It can make you stress, raises the cortisol, increase the appetites, and tire your nervous system. So when, if you want to use the zone number two, you can use it in carefully, but there are some, there are a couple of things you should focus about it. What's gonna make for our body in zone number three? Sorry, I was talking about zone number three, sorry. For performance, for boosting metabolism, for short interval. If I was able to do zone number three, it's from 135 until, let's say, 145 or maybe before 150. What's the recommended time? When we start doing the cardio exercise, first we check in the below the zone number one just to warm up our body to prepare it for that kind of exercising. And we start to go to zone number two. Zone number two, let's talk about 20 to 30 minutes as the beginning is a good. If you feel it's too easy, the zone number two, and you can't able to go zone number three for obesity, no problem, you can go, but make sure to test the time because all the exercising is about experiment, self-experiment. If you see like 3 minutes was fine, okay, go ahead with 3 minutes. If it was really hard, then maybe you should not recommend it right now and make it another time because maybe the body still has a huge storage of fat. So we need first to control or to make it continuable activity and able to do it every day. This is the most common things which we think we should focus about it. Later, after you lost your weight and become more professional, at that time we can think about to zone number four, which we use the glycogen resource. But right now, mostly, I recommend to stay in the zone number two. Why? Because the main idea is to make it easy, enjoyable moment, and like a continual exercise or continual activity. When most people they have a problem for eating healthy foods, let's be honest with you, because when we eating the biscuits or any junk food or any other things, the chips or this thing, we found it accessible easier in our hand than other healthy foods. Like, let me give you an example. If we replace the unhealthy food with healthy food inside our home, it's all available, but the most common closets in the kitchen to find the snacks, when we replace it with other healthy food and prepare it, ready to eat, then we can able or we'll be able to change our daily habits. Like instead of eating like chips, maybe we can replace it with walnuts. And if you want to make it sometimes yummy, you can dip it in a chocolates. And if you prepare it ready in the fridge, you can eat it at any time, like a healthy snack. Instead of eating other snacks, which is contain too much saturated fat or trans fats.
Yeah, I find it like people don't have the time, right? So it's so easy to grab a bag of chips instead of cooking a bunch of vegetables, right? But we
There's so
can make
many
the time.
ready foods. There's so many ready foods, which is healthy and easy to. But the problem, because it's not in the right place in our home. Yani, the most common closet which you put your snacks, try to put some healthy snacks. So you don't think about going to eat the unhealthy snacks. That's what I do usually at home. I keep it in a warehouse, sorry, in our warehouse at home. The unhealthy snacks, so it make me forget about them, and I make the healthy foods nearby my closet. The water, the things which I require for my body, I keep it easy to see it, to memorize it, because when we in a day we think about, yes, I'm planning to to eat healthy. I want to do that, but when we wake up sometimes, or when we do other things, we forget about that goal in our mind. But when we put it in our daily open closets, our daily habit closets, and we see it in our front of our eyes, we will memorize that I was planning to eat healthy food. Let me eat it now. It's just
Right.
like an action. Like when you
Yeah,
put
replacing the bad habit.
most people, why they prefer to go to convenience store instead of supermarket every day? Because easy to grab something and go, even if
Yeah.
they pay a little more. But when we go to supermarkets, like once a month, when we purchase a lot, it's like enjoyable moment because it takes time to park and then to stay in a queue and then you get out. So it's not a good idea in most people to go to supermarket every day just to buy small things. Mostly they will purchase huge items. So the same thing when in our home, let's say the common closet, which we open it every day, or in the fridge, we try to put the healthy items, prepare it. So when we open it, we will memorize that we want healthy food because we saw the healthy food prepared it, and you're gonna eat
Yeah.
it. Most people, they think about the healthy food is yucky or not taste good, but there are so many good recipes we can do it. Like instead of using regular chocolate for the walnut, we can use like a dark chocolate. It tastes good still because it still contains some amount of sugar, which is a little, but still make good taste for the chocolate. Because if there is no sugar in the chocolate, it will be taste yucky. No one gonna
Yeah.
eat it, even if
It's
it's
so
dark.
bitter.
The chocolate in general, it's already contained magnesium, which is good for heart rates. So that's why, the daily habits routine can change our daily life. I'm not gonna tell the people make it extreme, go to the gym every day, but at least make it just a daily habits cardio. If you're not able to go outside to do exercising, because maybe the place or the environment of that area not helpful, like the street, like that, you could use like a small treatment, keep it at home at any time. When you think about I'm boring, I want to do something, use it immediately. And you can use it while you're watching TV. And instead of sitting in a chair, you can maybe let's make a double activity to do something. Why? Because it's just about adding a daily habits routine in every day, especially a new daily habits. It doesn't come in one day and it takes time. That's why start not to make it extreme, just to make it simple and one by one. And mostly the marathon or any kind of cardio exercising is not about speed, it's about consistency. Like, let's say an example about marathon. Marathon runners aren't burning fat because they run fast, but they burn big fat because they run long, steady, controlled sessions. So that's the idea. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger said, if you just spend 1 hour a day, read a book, for example, about history, about if whatever, if musician, whatever, in 1 year, you're going to spend 365 hours, which is enough to give a huge knowledge. So think about if you just spend 1 hour a day following a cardio routine, which is from 24 hours, and we have a lot of time in that day, what are you going to change in your whole life? But it's just about memorizing because the most common problem is to memorize. So to make it that happen, try to do something, make you remind to do this activity, not to forget. Because most people, when they're not able to do anything in life or to achieve it, because they think, yes, I'm gonna do it, and then he forgot later because he didn't put like announcement to memorize that. Not because he don't want to do it, he want to do it, but to memorize it.
Right. Yeah, the reminders are important.
And there are so many ways to remind, to have a reminder, not to be exactly like a mobile reminder. Can be other things, like when I told the people, instead of putting snacks in your cl common closet, put like healthy snacks. So To memorize yourself, yes, I want to eat healthy snacks, but I forgot. But when I saw the healthy snacks in my closet, I ate it automatically.
Yeah.
And in general, let me be honest with you, the cardio for our body is not just for losing weight, it's also helpful for gut health, reducing stress, reducing cortisol. There are so many benefits. Even for me, when I started doing exercising, I start like in the swimming pool because swimming pool is another cardio, but more enjoyable and help me to reduce cortisol. And if the people have access for swimming pool, I have no mind. I'm going to tell them go ahead for the swimming pool because that's much effective if you're able to go every day. But some people, they don't have that access. They want something, another option. And this is also can be another option for them.
When you started your weight loss journey, how long did it take to start seeing results?
Maybe 6 months to see some
Okay.
results. 6 months.
Okay, that's
And the
good for the
result
audience
is not
to know
about the
because,
weight.
yeah,
The
people
result is
like.
not about losing weight, but your clothes. When you see difference in your clothes, become not tight like before, become more bigger, the size of your clothes, and see finally I can wear my old clothes or my smaller size. That's the real result. This is the real
Yeah.
result.
Yeah, that must have been a good feeling.
And one great advice for most people, please don't use the escalator or the weight checker, sorry, I forget the name, what they call it in English. It's like a small box, we stand on
Scale.
it. Give us, yeah, the scale, sorry, the scale. Please do not check your weight in the scale because like what you lose fat, you could gain muscles. But check the other factors like your performance, your mood, your focusing, your ability to wake up. This is all good signs that you are in the right progress. No, you're not in the wrong progress. Most people, they think about the weight. The weight is not a real result.
Yeah,
The real
people focus
result
on the
is about
numbers, right?
your
Like
eating.
fat, muscle weighs more than fat. So people think that once they start working out, if the scale is higher, they think it's bad. But muscle, when you start gaining muscle, that weighs more than fat does. And so it's a good thing.
Even unfortunately, the in-body machines I discovered is not a good machine. Why? Because it makes you more depressed. When you're checking the scale, it's sometimes because the reading in the wrong time, even when you follow the right instruction, sometimes the machine has a problem and give you a wrong calculation. It shows you, yeah, you gain fat, you lost muscles, and then you get depressed and they said, oh, we're gonna quit. Now we stop
Yeah.
doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that days when I was checking almost every day in the in-body machine, I was killing myself until I
Yeah.
realized it's useless.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more about
Because
how you look and how you feel in your clothes.
the only machine which can give you the right exact number can be found in big hospitals. And one checkup for that machine costs a lot of money, which is
Yeah.
not acceptable for everybody. That's the only machine. And the la another one, it's not done by regular individuals, like by professional, like Cristiano Ronaldo, like Leo Messi, like the professional football players. They have a special calculation to give the golden number, but this is cannot be done for the individuals, regular individuals. That's why I'm just telling the people, please do not check. It's not important these days.
Yeah.
The most important thing is your clothes, your clothes. The
Yeah,
value in your life.
when you first started your weight loss journey, did you have a goal in mind?
At that time, no. I just want to go to the gym. I just want to focus. My goal is just to keep going. To think about that, the gym is my therapist, is the place where I can be fine. Because let me be honest with you, I still don't like to go with the family meetings because the family meetings mostly are stressful people. They try to show everything is fine under stress. So they put their stress on the others. That's why I don't like to meet them. And if I talk, I'm gonna talk like in telephone, say hello, everything is fine, okay? Then I leave. Because the meeting with each other, it's okay that if you have some weaknesses, no need to show you are strong. It's not a boxing battle.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, most common family meetings which I attended. That's why I don't like to attend it.
Yeah, exercise gets emotion and frustration out by body movement, and then you don't have to talk about the issues, right?
My colleagues at the gym, while they are strong, while they are trying to do better performance, but they still feel weaknesses. They still talk about their weaknesses in the gym. So when I see people understood what I'm my feeling and they're sharing the same passion and feeling, I feel safe.
Yeah. When you can relate to other people, exactly. It gives that sense of belonging and community, and then it allows you to open up and talk more about it because you don't feel alone.
To be honest with you, saying sorry is not a weakness. It's a
No.
powerful. When you agree that I have a mistake and I realize it and I respect the guy in front of me and I tell him I'm sorry for disturbing you.
Yeah.
But
Absolutely.
yeah, the reality, people think different. That's why most people, they don't think right. That's why they're not successful. Because it's kindness, respect others, be polite, is the things which make people reducing the cortisol. But when you say words hurt others, when you hurt their feelings, whatever was the reason, you will not be fine. And it's effect for others. The mercy is the principle of human being. When you remove it, when we remove it from our life, we will get anxiety. From anxiety, we'll get depression, and our life will be miserable. And even
Yeah.
most
What happened to
people,
your mental health when you started working out? Did you see a difference in your mood?
for my mood in the beginning, it wasn't that different like now, but it was at that time a big difference. While it looks like time is small, but at least it made me. It gave me like a hope in life. Like
Right.
imagine when you're stuck in a place, no one with you, no light, and you try to make something a hole in the wall and try, no ways, and then you find small tiny light that gives you hope, and then you start making more until you open the gate to leave that place.
Right. Yeah, I love that analogy. I can picture that. It's like small, tiny things every day make a difference. And I think a lot of people stop doing healthy habits because they don't see results quickly. But people need to be patient because good things take time and work and effort and consistency.
Let me give an example. Who wished to buy his own house by his own money? I think everybody wished to buy a big house, or like in Honolulu or any other location he wished in his life, or to travel or something. But the problem, you don't have funding. Most people, they think about the money must be the goal. The money is not the goal, it's just a tool. But like traveling is a goal, buying a new house is a goal. To get married is a goal. To have kids is a goal. All these goals, you just need to find tools and how to bring it to connect it to reach that goal. Like let's say if we save like a money before this to say just keep it in a piggy bank, but I know that these days piggy bank is not useful like before. But there are other ways to have something similar than piggy bank. And more valuable, your health, your performance, your ability to develop your skills to have a better life or have better income to reach that goal. To be honest with you, I have a goal in my mind to buy a new house in Hawaii. That's now a new goal. I put it in my mind. I have to do it one day, or small like
Yeah.
an apartment, but at least I want to achieve that.
That'd be amazing.
be honest
Yeah,
with you, every
especially
time I put the
I would
goal,
love that too. It's winter where I
every
am.
time I put a goal in my mind, I finish it because that small tiny things, which is not valuable for anyone, and say, yeah, that's a waste of time like that. I told the guys, my job is I'm a jobless, I'm proud going to the gym. At least
Yeah.
I'm still doing something. Yani, it's like a glass when you put when you bring it for rain or small tiny water, tiny tick 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 to the glass, it will be full one day and it will be ready. Most people will say, how we are not living forever. Let's be honest with you, we don't know when we're gonna die. So imagine you're gonna live forever and just keep going, and you will finish in a short time. But when you think, no, it will, what about, it will never end. And you will never finish it because you're thinking too much negative. The negative is like a messages from the devil to make you stop. So don't listen to that messages. I know we should think in the reality, but you still need to do something for yourself, not to be too much negative in the middle, yeah. Not too much hope, not too much depressed or negative. Just be in the middle. Just keeping continual in the earth, not in the sky, not under the ground.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Most people, when I remember them, they used to say, I want to get a job. I told them, how can you get a job and you're sitting in the coffee shop and you don't do anything and just say the because you will never achieve anything. Just stay in your own place. So when this is the sorry, I'm sorry. This is the most common, this is my sorry, my recommendation. I'm sorry for that I was stressed because I was long-term recovery because let me be honest with you. I couldn't believe that I gained 10 kilogram of my muscles in my body in just 1 year. So I reached the maximum limitation. That's why I'm in a long-term recovery to be able to do workout again.
So
these days, yeah, kill me.
you're not going to the gym right now because your body
I
is.
just go. I just go. I go, but I don't do until muscle failing like before, because my CNS system is under fatigue, and I don't want to lose it to get damaged. Because I'm a natural, I depending on the recovery from my nerves as a main resource to keep my muscle, to keep my health in a good performance. That's normal for most everyone. The recovery is the number one. Without recovery, even if you eat healthy, even if you do workout or any kind of exercise, it's useless. Recovery need good sleep, eat properly to be able to give your body requirement, manage your daily habits, and try to add things in our daily life. And the best example for that, when sometimes you see the adults and the young kids in school, the young kids' schools looks like more smarter than us. Because in his school, he's studying like mathematics, physics, chemistry, and so many subjects. And that operate the whole brain from the old parts. And that's why he feels looks like smarter. That's why I remember there was a show, a reality show, or not just a show, it's like a competition. They're talking about asking people who graduate from fifth grade questions from fifth grade. A teacher, he graduated from California University from history department. They asked him about history and he didn't know the answer. And who gave him the answer? A kid from fifth grade. Until he said, I'm not better than fifth grade student. Because the reality, when we finish school, we stop reading, we stop studying, we stop doing anything. Maybe because at that time we did not have access to go offline classes because it takes too much time. But now, these days, we have much better resources. Like the online courses, like the self-learning, the apps. Just keep your mind operated because your mind is like your body. When you don't train your mind, the same thing with your body.
Yeah, 100%. Training your
That's
mind
why I
is so
believe all
important.
the kids are much better than us. I still believe that. Sometimes when I have fight with my wife, my daughter go to the middle line and say, "Baba, Mama, stop fighting. This is not good." And then we stop. She memorized that. That because I know that what we discuss doesn't exist. That's why when she come in the middle, she memorized that, and we stop immediately.
Yeah,
That's why
mental health
the
is
kids system
so important.
has a huge value. Our kids has a huge value for the parents because it keeps the parents together, connected, loving each other.
Yeah, the heart craves connection, for sure, for sure. Well, what is your favorite exercise? What was your favorite exercise when you were in your weight loss journey?
There was two kind of exercises I used to do with swimming pool. And at that time, I remember we used to have a Muay Thai or Thai boxing coach. I just want to try it. I remember at that day, I remember, when I was punching the boxing bag with my feet, I was feeling pain. And I tried to
Okay.
ignore it. And I feel more pain until I broke my nail in my feet. I took the like 1 week off because they did not allow me to come to the gym until to recover. But after I recovered, I back again. The pain when I punched to the back disappeared.
Wow.
This is a reality. Today I know it's painful when we do going outside to do cardio or going outside and hang out or any other activities for the gym. But later it will be easy. Today is hard, tomorrow is easy. So don't worry, just keep going because tomorrow it will be easier and easier, and you'll be able to do something bigger. That's why I tell people don't give up because it's reality.
Yeah, absolutely. Hassan, thank you so much for being here today and for sharing more of your story. I think it's absolutely incredible that you lost all that weight and went on to do a bodybuilding competition, and now you're using your experience to inspire other people. And I just think the world of you in that way. So thank you for spreading all of this joy and your knowledge.
It's just one thing. My mom taught me, as a fatherless person, all the people on this planet are your brothers and sisters from Adam and Eve. Don't think about money. Think about to do the right thing. The money is coming by itself. Don't think about it. And just a tool. You don't need the money. You need the other things in life, the family to share, the people who love. This is what make what we have from anything in our life valuable. But without these things, it's like a heaven without people. You're alone. You'll never be fine. That's my
Yeah,
message.
I love that. Thank you so much, Hassan. It's been a pleasure having this conversation with you. Where can people find more information about you? And you have a free book that you're wanting to talk about.
You can find my free book in the description below. It's give you a basic knowledge about squats for different category in our life, for controlling stress, for so many things in our. And it's very simple because with picture animated pictures can also be teachable for the kids, or easy to
Thank
teach it
you.
for the kids, and you can
Thank
share it
you.
like a one time.
So we will have that linked in the show notes for you as well, to our audience. So for our audience, please check out the show notes to learn more and to see more about what Hassan is doing out in Saudi Arabia. Thank you again for being here.
Demokrasi.
To our audience, please do not forget to like and subscribe so we can continue providing you with amazing content that enhances your life. Until next time, take care, everybody.